Doctors can already test your blood, urine, fecal matter, and toenails for mercury. Now, as a less invasive technique, some health officials are using mercury tests that just use a small sample of hair from a human scalp. Recently, the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services asked for 2,000 adult anglers to submit hair samples to study the relationship between fish consumption and mercury exposure. Jack Spangler is a professor of environmental health at Harvard University. He says studies comparing blood and hair samples show the hair tests are reliable when done right.
You really have to make sure you have clean utensils to do it, scissors and stuff that don't have metals and mercury in it themselves. Good laboratory procedures are useful. You could alcohol wipe down something and try to get a clean surface. And you should have someone do it, and you need 50 strands and to make sure you have enough mass there to get a detectable level.
Spangler cautions about some of the private companies that try to sell you mercury test kits and about some of the labs that analyze the hair samples. There's also some question about what a high numerical reading means. Spangler's hair was tested at this fall's meeting of the Society of Environmental Journalists, and his mercury reading was 3 parts per million. The federal health warning is 1 part per million, but Spangler says that's for susceptible populations like an unborn fetus.
And so for most adults, we might have many times that level. Now, I'm not happy about having 3 parts per million, but I'm not going apoplectic about it because I know if I just watch my consumption, I can moderate that over time and bring it down.
High levels of the most toxic form of mercury, methylmercury, can trigger adults to experience memory and hearing loss, slurred speech, and reproductive problems. But even low levels of the chemical can harm a fetus's developing nervous system and may threaten adults in certain ways. Other health advocates say it's wise to pay attention to fish consumption advisories for mercury, but to also keep in mind the nutritional value of eating some types of fish. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.